Welcome to your 5 for today. You see, but you do not observe, Holmes said to Watson. Their eyes were just as good as each other's, but Dr. Watson just couldn't recall the number of steps that led up to 221B Baker Street. Holmes, on the other hand, affirmed that he knew that there were 17 steps, because I have both seen and observed. This competence reached beyond the mundane. Woe betide the criminal of the late 19th century against which Sherlock Holmes decided to pit his wits. Early on Easter morning, when it was still dark, Mary Magdalene had set out for the grave of one she dearly loved to anoint his body with spices that she had carefully prepared. Her Lord had been crucified, even though he had been found innocent when tried. His dead body had been laid in a new tomb, which was then sealed with a large stone. Roman soldiers were deployed to guard the site in case anyone tried to steal the body. When Mary arrived in the garden where the grave was found, she was distraught to find that the stone had been rolled away from the mouth of the tomb. She hurried away to report this upsetting news to two of Jesus' closest followers, Peter and John. In deep distress, she told them, "They have taken away the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." These two immediately set out to have a look for themselves. But John, who was the quicker, outran Peter and arrived first. Peering in from outside the tomb, he saw the linen clothes that had been used to wrap the body of the Lord Jesus. At this point, Peter also arrived and went straight inside the tomb to have a good look. He saw how the linen clothes lay, and the headcloth still wrapped together in a place all by itself. Using his best skills of observation and deduction, he began to think how this might have come about. Did the facts really point to a hasty theft of the body, or could there be some other explanation? John now joined Peter inside the tomb and saw everything differently. When he had first looked in, he'd observed the grave clothes but drawn no conclusion. Peter had engaged his intellect but hadn't been able to come up with a theory that corresponded with the facts. The Bible says that when John looked the second time, he saw and believed. He looked in faith. Now he understood that the empty tomb and the unusual arrangement of the linen clothes pointed to what had been written about so many years before. The Lord Jesus himself had taught his disciples to expect this when he said, "The Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priests and to the scribes. They will condemn him to death and deliver him to the Gentiles to mock and to scourge and to crucify, and the third day he will rise again." I wonder if we have ever come to the empty tomb. And how do we consider the scene just now? Perhaps we've heard of it, but never really given it a second thought. Then now is the time to give it more than a cursory glance. Such a wonderful person and an amazing life demands that we know what happened to him after his death. Maybe we visited the many theories that have been conceived in an attempt to explain away the circumstances. Using our intellect alone, we'll be left like Peter, unable to arrive at a conclusion that corresponds with the facts. The third way to consider the empty tomb is in faith. Accepting what the Bible says about the Lord Jesus is true, that he came into the world to save sinners, that all have sinned, that Christ suffered once for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. He suffered physical death, but made alive by the Spirit of God. To John, the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead meant everlasting life, because he believed on him. A little while later, John was to see the risen Lord in whom he trusted with his own eyes. What do you see in the empty tomb? As for me, though I've never yet seen him with my eyes, by faith, I see a risen Lord. This gives a deep joy and peace in the heart. Do you have this joy? If not, you can have it today. It doesn't take a Sherlock. Only believe. Thank you for listening.